Blog Talk Radio.
And good day and or good evening, wherever you are on our gorgeous, beautiful Chera Krista. Welcome to another Zora call today. And today, of course, is March the 27th, 2021. So before we begin our show, we're going to do this a little differently again today. We have our very special guest, Robert Takahara, who's going to be starting momentarily. He will be here on our call for about an hour, and then we will begin our regular show. In the meantime, Zoraya is going to do our 5-4-3-2-1 boost for healing and love, and here she is. Oh, just a moment, Billy. Try that one more time.
5-4-3-2-1. Receive, everyone. Receive the wonderful healing, a pulse that's going out to all of you right now. And just close your eyes and just feel it going into your being. All areas of your body that need healing are being healed right now. So just absorb the energy coming into your body right this second.
And 5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, thank you. And we are grateful for this beautiful love boost that you're sending us.
Indeed. Of course.
Thank you, Zoraya. Beautiful. Uh-huh. Thank you. I'm sure everybody got it.
Right. I know you got it.
All right. Yes. Yes, 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 for sure. Okay. Thank you, Zoraya. You are very powerful. Okay. I'm going to put you on mute now, and we're going to go now to our guest for the day. And let me call Robert in. All right. Good morning, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Good morning.
And yes, and you are live on our Blog Talk show. We welcome you to our show once again, and we are very, very grateful that you could be here with us, especially at this most auspicious time when we are preparing for our great blessings. So you are a great blessing for us today. And I just wanted to let everybody know, if they haven't heard you before, that we are so very happy to have Mr. Robert Takahara be here with us again. He has, Robert is a private banker of 25 years or so. He has been in touch with all those higher up being people all over the world in the banking, financial industry. So he has a wealth of knowledge. The last time he spoke with all of us, there was so much information, and I know that a lot of people had a chance to be able to re-listen to our call with you. But today, I was wondering if you could go over again just simply some of the things that you had mentioned, but again, in terms of what to prepare for, what are the 1, 2, 3s that they need to have in place before they go in, especially if they're not really familiar with the world of finances. And then we'd love to be able to have a little Q&A with you, if you will. And that's about it. So I'll go ahead and I'll let you take it away. And Robert, welcome again to our Blog Talk show.
Well, thank you so much, Jan. I really appreciate it. It's very important that we get this information out for you, because this is key for your future. It is key for you to have the awareness so that you're clear on some sort of a game plan and prepared. This is the greatest financial responsibility you'll ever embark on, and the greatest wealth transfer to you as an individual. And this is my gift to you and Jane and Billy to be able to impart this knowledge that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're going to receive it right here because Jane asked me to, and this is a gift to Jane, Billy, and all of you guys as my brothers and sisters. One of the first things I wanted to cover was this new quantum financial system because a lot of people don't understand it, don't know what it is, and why it's in place. The quantum financial system is unstoppable reality. It's a virtual private network, and it's going to be creating a cross-border interbank payment system. It's a CIPS. That SIPS system is a network. It's based on sovereignty and trade. And what we do is we want to know that this thing can do it through privacy and how it's going to work through the movement of funds and eliminate the central banks of all the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group and the Cabal and all the negative factions and stop all the corruption from the SWIFT system that was designed to control the entire world banking system based off the United States dollar. And no longer will that be so with the quantum financial system to protect the QFS system as from corruption and manipulation in the banking system. So it's not a cryptocurrency. It's asset-backed digital currency. It's a photogenic technology, 3.5 billion frames a second. And this thing is magnificent. It is alive. It's a sentient being. It can read your energy. It can read your frequency. It's designed to give every currency in the world, wherever you are, in goods, trades, and services, to assign it a digital signature, which will have an actual digital accounting to a piece of gold or an asset. And it's 100% financial security with transparency, I should say, so everybody knows where it's going, 40 transactions from and forward and backwards from the original transaction so that it cannot be hacked. It's not possible. It's not blockchain. It's not AI, which is artificial intelligence. It's actually a digital currency of the future and how we will be doing everything through special drawing rights and a distributed ledger technology, ledger to ledger, real time, meaning instantaneously, the minute that this cross-border interbank payment system is engaged. And every time you swipe your card at the grocery store, the gas station, or wherever you may be, and now everyone, we're doing it on our cell phones, real-time payment means that the minute that you swipe and you pay, they receive, or vice versa, if you were to receive a transaction or a wire. So this allows the sequence to be tracked, as I talked about, in the ledger transactions so that you know exactly where it is at all times, and it keeps you where you are safe completely and knowing how that works. Now, the housing of this quantum computer houses even the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank, AIIB. And these were the counterparts to replace the International Monetary Fund. And using this ledger, all of these nine quantum satellites are all coordinating, so there's really nothing on the ground to blow up. You're not going to take this thing out because it's a live sentient being that is housed on ground computers, ground satellites, up in the space satellites, communicating with the ground servers, I should say. And by doing this, this is a complete way of having a system that is not hackable and nobody can control it. So it's not in that centralized banking system any longer. And you're also going to get coins that are backed by gold or another asset as well. So the maximum security, it makes it impossible for it to be stolen. And this role is all dynamic in each country. So if the price of gold goes up, the price of value of coins also goes up, and it'll be matched real time. So there's no more currency manipulation. I know a lot of people have heard, oh, are you doing foreign currency exchange? None of that will exist in the new quantum financial system. So I wanted to just give you a brief overview on just the QFS and the quantum financial system. It's just not just the financial system. We're quantum everything, quantum.gov, quantum teaching, education. If you were to look up quantum.gov right now, it'll break down everything that we already have and have had in place since 2013 or before to be able to turn all this online worldwide with 209 countries at our beck and call, now all on the same system. So So that's kind of a quick, brief overview of the QFS and how it's designed to help us feel safe. Another quick thing is a lot of people are misunderstanding on how much and how do we move money from the QFS system down into the banking system that a lot of us are in fear of because of the corruption. So many of the large banks have so much Wells Fargo or any bank, large bank that you can name of, has these problems with these people. They've all been taken out. And the quantum financial system is designed that you can draw down on that drawing ledger, ledger to ledger, bank to ledger, QFS ledger, the funds required that you want to bring in there. You may want to bring in X number of billions of dollars, and that wealth management firm or team can help you to manage those assets, because you're not just going to be using that cash. That cash is going to go into other divestments, which is anything from a mutual fund, insurance fund, pension fund, real estate, art, bonds, you name it. They're able to place that for you. And that's going into asset management or wealth management. So what is asset management and what is wealth management? Assets are things that you can actually control in a nutshell, that it focuses on your investments, which you would have gains in your future. That's what they're deciding that their asset managers must do for you, is to find what investments that could be strong fit for your needs. And they tailor design these around you and what you're looking to do for a long-term future generationally. And the allocation of those assets will be divided as your trusts or your corporations or your foundations are designed to receive or give out. So that's basically that in a nutshell. So what is wealth management? Wealth management is something in a broader term to define. It's typically used in businesses and trades. And with you becoming an ultra high net wealthy individual, your services are going to be designed to aid you so that you as the client are being served by the company and the wealth management firm to provide accounting, taxes, insurance, retirement, legacy planning, estate planning, charity. All these considerations must be done with these wealth management firms to be able to consult with you as your financial advisor to manage long-term strategies and then minimize risk. In other words, to have a comprehensive plan of action so that in the early time of the wealth managers, they usually do like a forensic investigation so they can break everything down to where are they going to place this money and what are they going to place it into. And you have say-so. So you have input. If you have a project that you want to do, then you would suggest that to one of your wealth managers, and they would design a team around that particular project. And it depends on where you are in that project. If it's a startup, then you've got to set up everything from a mission statement and all the performance and a whole design package before you can even question about money. And then you have to do due diligence on that thing. Well, you won't be doing that, but they'll set up a team to do that for you. So the wealth management firms to help you carry approaches to different payments and different fees, these are all going to be coming from how do they charge me? Because how do those guys get paid? And how do they get paid setting up all of my companies and foundations, the family offices? It's assets under management is they look at the whole thing and they say, I'm going to take a percentage of what we manage for you, and then the profits coming off of that, profits or losses, there's a manageable fee that can be negotiated as well. And that is for your wealth management. So wealth management is a way for you to be able to gain an overall complete generational view, a broad stroke, if you will, that allows all of your management to be done under one wealth management company. And then let's break that down into a family office. Because then we go into family offices, and what does a family office do, and what is the family office? Do they work with a wealth management team? Yes, because you've got your investments, you've got your money, you got assets, economics, you got cash, you got financial planning, profit, trade. All this is you surrounded by your wealth management team and your family offices. And then we're going to break down your family office. What is a family office? It's a working with your private wealth management firm. It's serving you as an ultra-high net worth because you want to outsource all of this money to go into different projects. So this will be charitable, your family-owned businesses, onshore businesses, offshore businesses, wealth transfer, tax services, everything down to concierge services, to breaking it down to each family member. They'll serve each family member. They'll do your shopping for you. They will also set up a new LLC, a new corporation, and a new foundation, a new mutual fund, a new real estate investment trust. So all of those will be housed by these family offices, which will help you to facilitate movement of your money in all the different facets of making money for you. In other words, I have, to give you an example, one of my wealth advisors is Edward Jones, and I pulled up some information that I get mailed to you, but you can do this all online, of course, and I don't even do anything. Edward Jones, you got to help a wealth advisor, and all they do is put this together for you, and they put in to your mutual funds, and I've got 13 different funds, income funds, American High Bonds, insurance capital, capital fund. So he does all that for you and manages that money for you, and that's what that family offices are doing. Smaller wealth managers, wealth advisors, and that's just one specific, Edward Jones. And I suggest a lot of you guys get on to the internet and just type in, what is a family office? What is a wealth manager? And look up the different companies available out there, the largest to the smallest, because you might want to divest and put some in one wealth manager firm and a smaller boutique local firm in your state, and use both, and then have an outside accountant to help you oversee all of that for you. And you're not going to be doing that. The way to do that is through your administrative assistant, and that can be done through the family offices and wealth management as well. The wealth managers and the family offices, as you can now see, all work hand in hand, but they're completely separate. Everything is separate. So you're going to have a whole lifestyle change with advisors that surround you as a team of people that can help you to do acquisitions, to do mergers, to do mutual fund placement, to create these joint ventures. And all of these have to work together. And none of this is going to be done with you. You are the individual that basically makes things happen through telling your wealth managers yes or no, or I feel good about that. We're not here to manage anything. We're not here to direct anything because that creates a job for you. You want time freedom. You want to be able to do what you want to do in your passion. If your passion is to work in your own company or to run your own company, then that's great. That's what I want you to do. If you don't want to work specifically because you really won't have to, then all of these companies can set up to where you will just receive income because everything is going to be paid for. No longer will you have a car or a house or quote-unquote ownership in your name. It will be placed into a venture LLC. It'll be placed into a trust. The LLC can be placed into the trust. So the trust owns the LLC. And you as a beneficiary would be allowed and would be helped to be able to have ownership through the beneficiary factor. And that's a whole other subject as far as what is a beneficiary. So as we go into this new transfer of wealth, and you've got all these family offices, and you've got all these wealth managers, you've got an administrative assistant, somebody that basically becomes your living right-hand person to help you facilitate who you answer to in this right group of people that are all now in front of you and working for you and helping to manage you, who talks to who? You got to make sure that you only have your administrative assistant, a top wealth manager, a top attorney, top accountant, and there's only going to be about three or four people. Maybe they all talk to your administrative assistant, and then the administrative assistant and one top person then talks to you. So that's how you slow the flow of confusion of who answers to who and why it's so important for you to have a wealth manager team, family offices, and to be able to have an administrative assistant. So that helps you to manage all of that wealth management under one group. So that keeps you from having to worry about how do I fund a project? How do I set my family up in a trust so everybody receives money on a monthly basis or quarterly basis or annual basis? Or do I give them a debit card or do I give them a credit card? Do I give them both? And then what about insurance? And I segue into the insurance because insurance is imperative for everything you do now. You've got to be insured. You can use annuities, a life annuity insurance, which can actually be a savings account for you and earn interest and money. You have basic insurance of cars and motorcycle and boat and helicopter and plane, all those different insurance. You have life insurance. And you want to make sure that you're insured. Well, that's something that they would do immediately for you. You can get these insurance for you. I also like to cover a living will, meaning that that will is for in case of you dying while something happens to you right now, and then you want to have a power of attorney. And, of course, you want to have a will, which is after death. And all of that can be set up for you, too. I just wanted to mention that to you in my notations here. And that helps you to kind of understand a broad stroke of the wealth management, family office, administrative assistant, insurance, trusts, foundations, the different corporations, and how that's all going to be you as the beneficiary, the person that is over that insurance policy, that trust, that foundation, that LLC, and how that is all working for you. And a lot of people are concerned about the trust being revocable or irrevocable. You can make it revocable right now, meaning you can make changes, or irrevocable, meaning it's not going to be changed. So those are the two types of trust. And then the trustee, a lot of people don't know what a trustee is. It's the third party, the beneficial third party, where a trustee is appointed for that charity or that trust, and you can hold different positions in your trust. And I do want you to think about beneficiaries, because you're going to want to know who are you assigning as beneficiaries to your different trusts, your foundations. You may have a family foundation and a specific just family trust. And those two, you want to know who are your beneficiaries. And I've got X number of names. You want to have those down before you go into your meeting for your exchange. I want to go into a little bit of security, too, as well, because a lot of us are going to have and be ultra-high net worth, and you're going to have a lot of different properties. You're going to be flying around, and you're going to be going to different countries as well. You'll be a diplomat. You'll be an ambassador for your country, for your state, for your county, for your family, your friends, and for the world. And as a family or a world ambassador, you're going to need security service. This is something that is imperative as well, that you have not only just plain clothes, but some armed security, and not just for you, but your friends and your family. So anyone that you travel with and anyone that your family, direct family members, you want to also incorporate them into this security plan. Your banking, I wanted to get into that. The banking is important to know that, as I spoke of earlier, from the quantum financial system, movement of money. You can move your money into, like, I meant Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of the West, and I've got Holiday Bank right next to me, and then I'm going to put some money in some credit union. So those banks specifically, I'm going to draw from the QFS and put X number of dollars in there. And then those wealth management firms that I've chosen will work with each one of those banks, and then some of that money will be accessed to them. And you can make that decision, or you can work that out with your wealth managers. I actually have a plan for that. So I'm not advising you as to what to do. I'm just sharing with you an education that gives you an overview of how the banks work, the QF that's going to work, how do I move my money. You don't specifically do it, but your wealth manager can have a plan to do exactly what I'm speaking about. Cross banking, international banking. Why did I choose those banks? Because you have some banks that are international, some banks that are just national, some banks that are just local credit unions or state banks. And I have chosen those because some of my friends own those. And then one of my friends owns an industrial bank, and you can be and participate in those banks. An industrial bank is a state charter. It's a financial institution, and it's usually owned by a commercial entity. And my friends own a couple of those. And the industrial banks make loans on large commercial, and they can do credit cards, and they can do project loans. And that's what a majority of us want to do, is to work with an industrial bank. There are several that are here that we can work with that are doing project funding right now, and that allows you to have another asset aside from the other banks. Like Goldman Sachs has one of the largest banks in the world, and they're right here. It's in Salt Lake City. So the industrial banks were founded in the 1900s, and they started incorporating. There's only like two or three states. Well, Utah's one of them. The industrial banks will be a key factor in doing our global banking in cooperation with the quantum financial system and our other banks that we work with. Okay, I wanted to speak about the exchange process itself, just kind of go through a little bit of that. And I guess help you guys do a little preparation in that. I'm going to call it a stacking order, because if you're prepared, you want to have a order of paperwork and put it in this specific order. You'll have a cover page, an executive summary. Each one of these, it's not specific to be an elaborate 5-6 page breakdown, just a short summary, a few paragraphs. Mission statement, vision statement, who are we statement, a list of projects, talk about the projects, talk about the number of jobs created. Next paperwork would be your biography or resume. The next paperwork would be your client information sheet. And on a client information sheet, you want to have your name, nationality, driver's license, the issue date, expiration date, passport, issue date, expiration date, the number, date of birth, birthplace, home address, email, social security number, and then sign and date it. And that's your client information sheet. Next, have a large blown-up color copy of your driver's license. Next is a color copy of your blown-up passport. And then the last is a list of your currencies, broken down in each currency, number of currencies, serial numbers, and then the bottom grand total. And then I've even taken a picture of each currency with a newspaper date showing proof of lifetime current time date. Your exchange checklist, you want to make sure you have your appointment exchange checklist. You want to have your bank names. You want to have any emails, any bank officers, any Iraq currency, Vietnamese currency, Indonesian currency, your Zimbabwe currency, listing how much, date of your appointment, time, location. Make sure where you're going. Arrive early, get yourself together, dress well, take a breath. Be prepared. Get your two pens, blue pens. Be discreet, be professional. Bring your two picture IDs, bring your two proof of address, utility bills of work. If you got power of attorneys, bring those. Receipts for any currency, gifting letters if someone's exchanging for you. If you have any transfer on death, have specific names of family members that you want. Have a list of cashier's checks that you want. Exact amounts that you want. Amount of cash that you want. You may be able to get X number of dollars in cash. Could get $15,000 or less. Whatever you feel comfortable with. If there's a name of a bank exchanger, find that out. Make sure to get all of your checking account numbers, routing number. Make sure that you have all of this in some sort of a folder ready to go. Be prepared to sign an NDA. Also list of names that you will be communicating with people after you sign your NDA that you can speak freely. So that way you're not going against your NDA. And hopefully that kind of gives you a broad stroke on just the redemption process. What do I bring? And that hopefully will allow you to kind of speak from your heart. When you do your presentation, be brief, go over it, have your notes collected in front of you. Make sure your currency never leaves your sight until you get some sort of receipt. And I believe we're all going to get what we ask for. And you go, what does that mean? You're going to get what you ask for. If your expectation is 10 million, you're going to get that. On a $100 trillion note. If your expectation is a 1-to-1, you're going to get that. Why is that? Because your heart says that I want to do humanitarian projects, and I know I need trillions of dollars to do that. And I want a 1-to-1 ratio, and I won't manage it. I'll let my wealth managers do that. If you have some sort of a small presentation, I feel you're going to get that. Nobody knows because nobody's exchanged. Only you're going to know the minute you go to exchange, and then you're going to shut up, sign your NDA, and not talk about it. And the reason Jane and Billy want this all put together is so that we can all be with each other later, and Billy and Jane can help to direct you guys into different wealth managers where your wealth managers can work together to all do projects together all over the world. So that's going to be your new job. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. Wow. That was brilliant, what you just did, putting all of that together in just a short few minutes. That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very, very much, Robert. Couple of questions for you, and then if you don't mind, I'd like to open up a little bit for a few questions for you. So some people, I guess because I get a lot of questions coming in, so if people don't have something really, you know, they're not into all this information that they have to gather, What do you want to say to them if they're not, you know, into this area of understanding everything that you've said even so far? And the first thing also that people are asking is, how do I find an executive assistant or a assistant manager, you know, financial assistant manager? Where does that come from? And also in regards to the NDAs, you know, I mean, who can I talk to if I've spoken to family members about it? Maybe they have a Zim, you could speak with them, you know, but what about the other, so how do I know that they've exchanged and we can just basically talk about that? How do we define, I guess, how do we define who we can or cannot talk? I know that they will tell you that at the bank, but I mean, at the redemption. And then who are they going to see at the redemption? Are they going to see Abbott Downing? Are they going to see some banks there besides, you know, your different types of advisors? So if you could share a little bit of insight that you might know of in regards to that.
Wealth managers should be present at the exchange where you may be able to make an appointment right there. And you don't have to choose any of this right away. I mean, when you go to do your exchange, your whole purpose for doing the exchange is simply to get the process of exchange done. And then everything else can be accomplished after that, including an administrative assistant. There's no way that you can go run around and try to find somebody that is going to manage or has knowledge of managing what you're embarking upon. So the wealth management firms can help bring you X number of people for you to interview with your wealth manager. So they can ask the wealth manager the questions. And then you do the interview, because it's going to be that you and that person will basically live together all the time. They just become your shadow, you know, and then that way you're coordinating with somebody else that's helping you to live, because you don't have to shop anymore. You don't have to buy anything anymore. Everything will be negotiated and purchased for you and then placed into a trust, or bought and then placed into a trust later. Doesn't matter if you go buy things now, but be cautious what you do. On the NDAs, there's only a list of people that you know that you're going to be talking to. And for a while, it's not going to be like 6 months, 180 days. It's only going to be a 90-day, I believe, NDA. Mm-hmm. So 90 days will be quick, right? But you want to be careful with these family things too. And if you're going to be speaking to a broad stroke of people, list those names down. Just put a list of people down. Bring them into your exchange.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And do you know at this point, now we have heard that you people can bring in two people or one or two people with them, just so long as they are going in with a purpose. So one can bring in an attorney if they want. They could bring in, if they know someone who is a wealth manager and needs a little bit of support. Some people, you know, feel like, you know, I can't go in there by myself. I don't know anything, even though I've got some information together. How do you feel about that, Robert?
Should have no problem bringing anyone you want to bring. You know, they just will find the NDA as well. You know, I would generally imagine that most of the people are connected with that individual through friend or family or advisor, whether it be an accountant or an attorney. Or maybe it's just even your bishop, who knows. Now, that person can go with you, but they can also be responsible for signing an NDA. And it could be a brother, sister, father, grandfather, aunt, uncle, your next-door neighbor. It's okay. So if they're signing power of attorney, signing the NDA, and they want to be with you, not a problem at all. I feel that will definitely be okay. I would not suggest bringing more than one or two people. I don't know why you'd have to bring a third person. If it's an attorney and an accountant or a family member and an attorney, I could see that.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for confirming that. All right. Why don't I do this? I'll just go ahead and open up the lines. And for anyone that has a question for Robert at this time, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines now. So just go ahead and press one and let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to start off with, here we go. 828 ending in 0564. So just let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and your question for Robert. Thank you. All right.
Hi, this is Eve from the Midwest, and I just
Hello,
have a quick
Eve.
Question. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Robert, so, so much. I've been following this work for about a year, and when I listened to your first call, I think I listened to it three times and cried for a week. So just beautiful, right in resonance with everything regarding Zim. My quick question is, and I know we don't have a playbook yet, but we're just winging it as far as this approach. But my main question is, will I be able to wire or fund six people immediately that day, or is that all later on once I get my team together?
As long as you are prepared and you know exactly what you want, and that was something I did not cover, was what you want to do. Cash on hand right now. Write down. And then you want to say, how much do I want wired immediately to set up? It's called split accounts. So your attorney can have that done. And then what they do is they set up a paymaster account, and that paymaster sub account, and you have, you said six people?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the six people, then those six people will be listed on the sub accounts. And then they would automatically have a, if you want, debit card and a credit card, and you can set the limit on those. So you can make
fantastic.
Yeah, you can, at your discretion, you use your wealth manager and say, I would like this, and then put that in writing, so have that completely down. And then if you want something else for them, put that in writing too, so that we talked about the cashier's checks, your cash on hand, and then setting up sub-accounts so that they can receive the immediate cash as well. So if you want them to have X number of dollars in that account, that sub-account, designate it and have that set up before you leave.
Okay, fantastic, Robert. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, thank you, Eve, for your question. Okay. All right, one question per person, everybody. Next person is 231 ending in 0156.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Robert. And thank you. God bless you today. My question, first of all, you were very thorough, and I truly appreciate that. My question
and who are
is,
you?
Do you have, my name is Sandra.
Okay, Sandra.
And I'm
thank
from
you.
Michigan. Thank you.
Okay.
Robert, do you have any idea when we're going to enjoy this blessing?
It's supposed to be any time that the people that are exchanging right now are just above the tier, what we call three. And then those people are the more the large whales, project funders. And once those guys have their liquidity, which they're already funding projects.
Yeah.
And then I also got indication for me personally that a buyer wanted to buy my Zimbabwe immediately. He wanted to fly me down to Miami. I said no, because of the amount that they wanted to give me was so below, because she's going to basically take the rest of it. So if he only gives me 10 cents on the dollar, guess who's getting the rest? He is, and I didn't want to do that. Now,
no.
What does that tell us? That tells us that they're already doing exchanges. Why would that buyer be buying Zimbabwe from me at 10 cents on the dollar right now? Does, you know, him no good to just buy money and sit on it? He must have an outlet to already exchange that, or he's already doing it. That's what
mm-hmm.
that tells me. The tabletop meeting in Miami mm-hmm. that I was supposed to fly in, we're going to meet in a hotel. This is all private.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that if private guys are doing buys and sells right now, then they're already in the exchange process. We are
mm-hmm.
literally seconds away from getting an 800 number in exchange, and that should just be popped out into your actual cell phone or your email, and that's why the quantum financial system is set up, so that we can get that advisement. And I really do, it's imminent. This has been 6.5, closer to 7 years for me, and the people that mm-hmm. I talk to are in the Admirals group, the Church group, the Indian group, and I and about 15 other of the people that I network with are some of the largest Zimbabwe holders on the planet. Wow. We have been gathering now. Yeah. We have been gathering now for, this will be 6.5 years. My wife, Christine, and I were actually selected to become Redemption Center workers. That's another reason I have some knowledge. I have more awareness than most of you guys because I've been in the currency now for 7 years. And I've been an actual mandate buying and selling USD and euro currency.
Yeah.
And I've been aware of the Iraqi dinar and all the different ones because I hold different currencies as well. And I've been doing this buying and selling for 15 years. And I didn't buy my Zimbabwe or my dinar until 7 years ago. So I've been waiting patiently like you guys. So you're a newbie being doing this for 1 year, but trust me, I believe in my heart from all the intel that we're receiving from people that are private to Navy SEALs to some of the top quote-unquote Q people and some of our private family friends that own the currencies and two friends that are in the Admirals group, one friend in the church group and two people in the Indian group, then all these people are all being told to be ready in a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you for your question, Sandra.
Somebody told me that Florida was going to be one of the first states to go, Florida and Texas. But I thank you, Robert. And
Okay, everyone. All right, we have a large number of people, a large group of people that have some questions. So let's go ahead with the next person, 505 ending in 9725.
Hi, Jane and Robert. Thank you so much for hosting this call. Blessings to you. I really, really appreciate this. Robert, I've only been in this about 3 years, and I have Zim exclusively. And my concern is I'm in New Mexico. My name's Stephen. And I do not want to exchange in New Mexico. I want to go back to my hometown, well, city, Los Angeles, California. And I'm wondering what the best way to get there is, drive or take a plane. And with my Zim, do I need security? And I guess I would put in when the 800 number comes, the zip code in L.A. that I want to redeem at so I can go there and set up the appointment to go there and do that. So what would be the best way to get there in your estimation, and what would the security need be, if any?
Drive or fly is okay. You'll be tracked. They got your cell phone. You'll be tracked. Doesn't matter if you fly or drive. You can use the zip code that you want to exchange in. And a lot of people are doing that because they don't want anyone in their area to know what they're doing. They want to leave their area, not come back to that area, and except for maybe to get some clothes. So that way they have chosen. I have two friends of mine that live in Idaho, and they're exchanging in Salt Lake.
Okay.
And they're different.
I was just wondering if there should be an issue with carrying undeclared currency like Zimbabwe notes.
No.
And could that be confiscated if I don't declare it and they find it through check-in?
It's not going to be a problem. I usually just bring it in my briefcase and on my carry-on.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
It's not going to be a problem. You're embarking on something that's going to be very beautiful, and you're always going to be guided and protected, and just know that this is going to be one of the best things that you'll ever embark on in your entire lifetime, and we're going to be sharing that together. It'll be fun. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I just want to mention to Stephen also. So I've had to do that myself, is carry it on my person. And I did get stopped, and they saw the currency that I had that was all kind of lined in aluminum, et cetera, just for protection. Anyways, they said, what is this? And I said, this is currency because I'm going to be traveling. And that's all they said. I said, okay, fine. I guess they were just looking for, you know, something very different. But as soon as I told them that, I had no more problems after that. Okay. Just go there, go in confidence, and be rather you know, this is no big deal. I've done this before, kind of an attitude, and they'll let you go. There's no big deal there. Okay. So our next caller is 530, ending in 1834.
Hi there. This is Teresa from California.
Hello, Teresa.
And I just wanted some clarification on the last call we had. It sounded like Shelton said the first phase that we would get a CD test. Is this true?
Oh, you're talking about the security going in because of the COVID. That is true.
Yes.
Yes, but we're not going to mention such names. No. We do not want to talk about specific names in regards to this call regarding to our private calls, Teresa. So for anybody else
okay,
who has
sorry.
A question.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
go ahead. Because it breaks the blood-brain barrier, and on the tip of that, they've sterilized it with ethylene glycol, and it causes brain cancer and tumors.
Hey, Trish, yes, excuse me. What this individual was saying is that they'll be taking your temperature. They're not going to be doing a testing per se. So you don't have to worry about that, okay?
I've been in a panic.
I understand. Okay, all right. Robert, do you want to say anything about that?
No, I just heard the temperature. I don't think they're going to be taking it.
Yeah, exactly. No. Of course not. No. And the 6 feet separation, they might have that also, but I wouldn't worry. You know, so that's okay. Anything that's intrusive, you know, as far as the testing in the nostrils or whatever else, no, that is not included in this process at all. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Let's go with one more question here as we're coming up to the hour. 208 ending in 8394.
Oh, hi, Jane. Thank you so much. This is Pawnee from Idaho. Maybe I need to have you go over that security again. I was just planning on going into Boise to exchange. I can't believe that people are going to Salt Lake or whatever. You're saying they're tracking us, they're tracking every move we make. Is this the cabal that's tracking us? Thank you.
No, the tracking will be done by when you get notified and you make your phone call, then you give them your phone number, then for your security to help make sure you're safe, going to the center and coming away from the center, going back to your house, that they're watching over you. So that would be security for you, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Good question. Thank you. All right. And let me see. I think I have one more here. 678. I think we did, maybe not. Okay. 678 ending in 9066. Hello? 9066, do you have a question for Robert? Okay, all right. So that's all right. Robert, you've got so many calls here. Okay, 732, ending in 3147.
Yeah, hi, I'm Joe from East Coast. I didn't know that they were, doing private deals, 10% on the Zim. Why don't they just buy it like at $100trillion.com for $100 per $100 trillion?
They're just doing private currency transactions because then they can turn around and flip it. They're not trying to do an exchange.
Correct. Okay.
I just don't know why they don't, buy the Zim like we're buying it and why pay more right now to others doing the 10%? Don't make sense. But, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question.
Yeah, but here's the deal, just really quickly. Private meaning it's just you and I trading hands. We're not doing anything out there in the banking world. We can place the money in different funds, and then this way it's a private transaction and it's not recorded through the banking system. That's why you're doing tabletops. There's a purpose. That's why I've been in private banking so long. It has nothing to do with banks. I hate the word bank. I have nothing to do with a bank. Private banking means that I do investments and I move money, and it ain't my money. It's your money. So my job for you as your broker, if you will, is just to move your money. That's my job. Whatever it is, I got to move it, and that's why we do it this way. So nobody knows. It's recorded if I do a real estate transaction, but if I do a currency transaction, there's no recordation. It's just me and you just swapping bills. See? You get it? So that helps you to understand the whole different world out there. It's called private transactions. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for all your questions, everyone. Robert, quick question for you. If people would like to reach out to you, may have a question, would you be able to share your email with people? Go ahead. Go for it, Robert.
It's rhsakahara@gmail.com.
At Gmail.
So it's R-H, okay. Yeah, Sakahara. All spelled out, Sakahara, rhsakahara@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, I will tell you, Robert, it's been a pleasure having you been on our calls at this very imminent period of our existence. This is a huge transformation for all of us. It also goes to show you as well, again, how important this particular event is to all of humanity, for all of humanity in our world. So take this very seriously. Please do your homework. Be as prepared as you can, but also know that you will have lots of helping hands at the Exchange Center when it's time. So and I will give you a quick report from various sources as well, again, confirming exactly what Robert has said regarding the imminent RV. So apparently from what I have heard is that the World Court is in negotiation right now with Iraq as well as the UST to really move this forward. That has been the Dubai 1 and 2, which helped to assist in bringing forth the stimulus package for everyone, was actually from the elders had meant they wanted that to be for our RV, but it went towards our stimulus package instead. So that was part of the delay from last week. But going forward now, everything is an all green light. It's all go. We are in the process of our RV. So anytime within now, by the end of the month, we should be going forward to at least be able to get all of our notifications and get this in movement for all of us. So just know that it is very, very imminent. So it is time to really get some of that paperwork that Robert so beautifully put together for all of us. Go ahead and do your due diligence. And as much as you can, get the help as much as you can. Phone calls if you can. You don't have to be there in person. And just get some of that information already in place, even the things that are just things that you should have in place already. So with that being said, thank you so much, Robert. And we shall see you soon.
Thank you.
And thank you all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, real quick question I forgot to ask you. So let's just say that everyone is involved. Everyone wants to have to be a part of bringing forth the med beds to every part of the world, right? So, and questions have come up in terms of, well, where are we going to find it? How much does it cost? And is it going to be distributed to everyone? And how will that play out? Do you have any insight on that at all?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I was privileged to spent a lot of time with Dr. Stephen Greer, and if you ever look him up, he's got a lot of information, and I was able to spend hours with him privately. The technologies are here available, being used. They were and have been being used, though, for those children, and that were coming out of the deep underground military bases. We will have first access to them. Cost will not be an issue. We're here to not only get in them ourselves, but get our family and then some friends in there and then start to move those across the world. We'll probably have access to them to be able to place in our own communities and to be able to be accessible to them. It'll be very exciting.
Okay. And just know that that is that will be available for all of us. So not to worry. Don't even worry about the cost. So
I don't know what
plan.
I think Jared Brand talks about costs and numbers. I'm not sure what those numbers are, but I know that there are some costs, thousands of dollars. I don't know, 10, 15. There are costs involved, but I can assure you we will be able to meet those costs.
Oh, absolutely. That, as I said, that won't be a problem at all. So with that, thank you again very much, Robert, for being here. I think you've done your due diligence in helping all of our members here, and I know that they will show that to as many people as possible also. So we are very, very grateful to you, to Christine, and thank you so much for being here on our call today. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put, let's see, I'm going to put Robert on mute. So with that being said, let's go ahead now. Take a few deep breaths. And I have a feeling that Zaria has some information she would like to share. And then we'll go ahead and bring Zora through, if she will. Okay. All right, so Zaria, hold on a second. Let me get this thing going here. There you are.
I was going to ask Robert a question myself, but you had me on mute.
Of course. Well, what was your question? Robert is right here. So what was your question for Robert?
It's actually not a question. It was more like a statement. And then that was
which
that
was?
The... which was that when you get all these teams set up and all this, in essence, you won't be seeing the inside of a bank anymore because everything is going to be done for you, all your transactions and all that. So you never have to worry yourself about going to a bank.
Correct, yes. Robert did talk about that at his last call with us.
Yeah. That's the best part.
Yes, and we all know that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
so
you
shall
for
I,
that, Zaria.
Shall I read
yes,
now?
Yes, if you will. Please.
Okay. I've got two excerpts. One of them is going to be reading from the Book of Telos. And one of the questions that was asked, why move into Mount Shasta when there was a whole hollow earth with oceans and mountains where you could live, where could have lived. It says, know that in those days, the earth was propagated with many beings from outer space who came and went through into the hollow earth and inner earth. It was felt by the Lemurians that we wouldn't have our privacy, so to speak, if we inhabited the cities in the inner earth. We needed our own space to develop and carry on the Lemurian culture without interference from other cultures, and especially without interference from the roaming bands of renegades from outer space. Although the subterranean cities are confined and restraining for us, they serve as a great protective barrier. Their limitation is our protection and has allowed us to flourish these past 12,000 years in Mount Shasta without any interference at all. Mount Shasta has been a bubble of protection to provide us with the privacy to grow into our evolved race of super beings while still being able to remain on Earth on the upper crust. Notice that fragmentation and division that occurs in your cultures on the situated on the surface. They are open to all sorts of invasions and not just military. Your whole surface society has been vulnerable to the whims and fantasies of surrounding cultures and whatever involvement there has been has crumbled due to the encroachment of others. Therefore, in light of all this, our confinement has served an evolutionary purpose, enabling us to strive for and reach heights of accomplishment that we would never have been able to obtain had we remained on the surface or moved into the inner earth cities. There were so many factors involved in our decision. Our survival was primary as to why we chose to protect ourselves on all sides and moving into Mount Shasta. This has proven to be a doubt, beyond a doubt, to have been a wise choice. Since we've been totally free to evolve into a spiritual warriors of light that we are now, that we now are. Someday soon, you too on the surface will have the freedom to and the protective environment necessary to evolve, to allow you to evolve into the light beings that you are. That is what the ascension is all about. Okay, that had to do with the reason why they moved into Mount Shasta. The next excerpt is coming from the book known as The Call Goes Out to the Cetacean Nation. These are all of our brothers and sisters that live in the ocean. I am Mikey, waiting out at sea for you to wake up to my call. Today we will talk about mermaids and the ancient myths from the past. Know that mermaids are indeed real. Mermaids are people living in cetacean bodies. Well, who do you think we whales are? We are people living in cetacean bodies. Just as you are people are living in humanoid bodies, the bodies are the outer encasements covering our souls, giving us a place to operate from, so to speak. We can experience Earth firsthand. Without this covering or body to live in, we couldn't be here. So our bodies are essential, but not the key to our existence. The key is the soul inhabiting the body, which gives it life. The life force which fuels the body comes from the soul, not the other way around. Once you know this principle of life, you can understand how all life is one soul emanating from the same source. So we cetaceans are really the mermaids and mermen you heard about from the past, only our faces look different to you as it has adapted to climate. While your face is shaped itself to land the climate, quite simple, isn't it? When you go to the closest closet to take out a different dress or suit of wear, you don't change who you are. You only change the outer appearance. But you, the person in the clothes, remain the same. This is the principle of all life. Our souls always remain our souls. Only our outer form changes from incarnation to incarnation to give us the different experiences our soul needs to grow and evolve. For it's only through experiences that we can grow. Our lives on Earth are very short compared to the time of eternity, which is forever. We are here to learn about ourselves and our connection to all life, regardless of our outer appearances. So we invite you into our oceans, homes, to learn about us and learn from us, but not to kill us or capture us or torment us. Our appearance is as follows. From the waist up, we are humanoid. From the waist down, we are dolphin. Humans control, all life was put here to live in peaceful and coexistence, not for humans to control or destroy. It is not necessary to go into oceans to talk to us. You can phone us from wherever you are on the land, and we will answer your ring. For we can, are connected to you, and you can hear your we can hear your thoughts when you call. Call on us, and we will answer you. Ask us your questions, and we will reply. This way, you will receive firsthand information about life that will help you through the confusion and chaos on land. We await for your call. So that kind of gives you the understanding that the mer people can hear every thought you transmit. So if you direct your transmission of thought to them, they will hear you. You just have to learn how to do it. That's what we're talking about. That's when that's where telepathy comes into play. You all have the ability of telepathy born within you. And your governments know that. That's why they took so many children in the past. Because they knew that they had these powers. And that's why a lot of children were taken in the past, and why a lot of babies were taken as well. But understand, you are gods and goddesses. We always tell you that, and we mean it. You're also, every single one of you out there is a healer, and that's also fact. You don't need to go to a doctor. If you become ill, you simply call upon the god or goddess of your being to heal your body. You simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. I'm completely healed of this cold. I'm completely healed of this flu. I'm completely healed of this virus. Whatever. And you simply say, and I know it. That's when it takes place. That's when the healing reacts. When you acknowledge your goddess, your godhood, or your goddesshood, when you do that, that's when the healing takes effect in your body. Not before, but only after you make connection with your God self. That's it. Oh, if you want to get books from Diane Robbins, it's www.DianneRobbins.com. Go to her website and order her books directly from her. That way she gets full of the proceeds. There we go. Back to you, Quasar. Take yourself off mute, Quasar.
Thank you. All right. I think we're ready for your father, Soraya. Uh-huh. We haven't heard from your father in quite a bit of time here. So I'm sure that he has all kinds of information he'd love to be able to share with all of us. So thank you very much for your message and for your loving energy. So for those of you that are really brand new, what happens now is that Zoraya will go to where Zora is, where her father is, and Zora will come in into her body. It's a complete trade of essences. Remember, we are all energy. So that's what they can do automatically. So now we have Zora.
Indeed.
Hello, Zora. Everybody has been waiting to hear you.
Understand, beloved gods and goddesses and healers. Understand this. There has been a question posed to me as to the definition for photon belt is. I'm going to give you a simple explanation. The photon belt is a band of light that is in the Milky Way galaxy. And it centers around, and it's a belt that is completely all around the center of the galaxy, of the universe. Now, as the solar system moves more inward into the center of the Milky Way galaxy, you will pass into this belt. Now, this belt is a belt of absolute light, pure light. So, understand, when a planet goes into it, it is engulfed in this light, meaning there will be no darkness anywhere on its surface. Now, what does that mean to you? It means this. People are wondering, are we entering the photon belt? If you were entering the photon belt, you would absolutely have no doubt that you're in the photon belt, because there would be no darkness on any part of the planet. The photon belt is pure light. Once you go into it and you're engulfed in it, there's no darkness. You will not have day and night. You would have day, but no night at all, because the entire planet would be totally engulfed in light. So that would take away from your days, monitoring and judging your days and nights would not be an issue, because your planet would be totally encased in a ball of light. So there would be no shadows, because you're in total light. No darkness. No time to go to bed. You can sleep if you wish, but you would have to encase yourself into your hobbles to sleep, because outside would be daylight. Daylight all the way around. That is the photon belt. That is a simple explanation as to what the photon belt is. So I can assure you, you are not in the photon belt. Not yet.
Zora?
Excuse me,
Zora. When we go into the photon, as we're moving towards the photon belt, when we get into the photon belt, what are we going to be feeling at that point? How are we going to be feeling? What is going to be happening to us energetically? Physically,
your consciousness will become highly energized, highly enlightened. Things will begin to get brighter. Okay, your son, as you already know, is already feeling the effects of that. And there's also a ship that is in front of the sun, which also contributes to the brightness of the sun. But also, the reason that the sun is getting brighter is also because you are very close to entering the photon belt. Now, when this occurs, as I said, when it occurs, you will no longer need the sun, because the entire planet will be engulfed in light. Mother Nature will go wild globally, literally. I mean, the growing of plants and foliage and things of this nature, which are pretty much governed right now, in the seasons, that will all pass away, because you're going to be on a planet with total light, seeing the entire planet. So it's going to cause Mother Nature to go haywire. such as vines growing on houses and things of that nature. All of that is going to be going running rampant on the surface of the earth. Many of your wonderful monuments, things of this nature, will be overtaken by Mother Nature. So because of the light and the growing process of the growing season will turn into a almost permanent growing season. So everything will go somewhat bonkers, as you call it. Some people call it bonkers. But so your Mother Nature is going to run rampant, literally.
And what about the beings, Laura?
Well, the beings, of course, they're going to be highly enlightened as well. Their vibrations will rise. Their consciousness will rise as this occurs. And, of course, there won't be any worry because they'll already have the enlightenment within them, knowing that this was meant to be. It was meant to happen. Then once the solar system exits the photon belt, then everything will somewhat get back to its day-night understanding. But still, during that time period, Mother Nature is going to reclaim the surface in many areas.
How long will that be? In terms of how long are we going to be in the photon belt once it occurs? And is that going to be happening this year?
That is debatable on that. What is going to occur in this year is, of course, the Galactic Confederation of Planets and Galactic Confederation of Planets are going to announce themselves. So you're going to that will be in your lifetime. Understand you're going to have the Galactic Federation Galactic disclosure, and also the mentors will be sent down to the earth, and also that would be a wondrous thing as well, and then to educate the people even more. And look forward to your coming days, for they are going to get much more exciting.
So if I could backtrack, so the photon belt, it will be coming at some point, whether it's this year or next year. Is that correct? But in the meantime, the intensity and the raising of the frequencies and light will continue until we're completely in it. So it'll be gradual, right? So we'll be seeing more daylight than night until everything kind of moves into the completion of the photon belt.
Yeah, longer days, more time to do things and things of that nature. Also, your healing, your growing season will expand, and and it is happening now. The brighter as the sun gets, brighter from the approach of the belt. Just keep watching the sun, and I'm not saying go out and look at it without protective lens, but just be aware of it, that it's going to cause your growing season to become longer. And that's why the seasons will meld into one another. And so as that happens, it's going to be a, for many people, it's going to be upsetting because it will go against their status quo, so to speak. And yes, go ahead.
So if that's gradual, it may not. So it doesn't sound like it's going to. That actually will happen this year. So it'll be down the road a little bit for that to be gradual, for people to become more used to, adjusted to what is happening already. Because that impacts
indeed
everything that does, that is alive, that lives on the planet. And as far
yes
as the disclosure that is coming, prior to disclosure, where do you see the RV presently, right now, Zora?
It is breaking loose. It is in the process. It is not coming. It is not imminent. It's here.
Okay.
It's happening. It's not that it is not happening. It is happening.
Okay.
As Robert
right
has said. Robert even
right
said it himself, that many exchanges are already taking place, and they are.
That's yes,
so,
yes, and we've heard that
so,
also so from some other sources, so that's excellent. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Now,
so it's not coming,
other question,
it's here.
Right. So the other question that has come up, and Robert also has addressed this, as far as the QFS, this is now for everybody to really know. Tell us a little bit more about the new QFS, because that's also been kind of in transition as well. We had QFS that was part of blockchain, and now we have a QFS that is now sentient. And what does that mean for people to understand? How can people understand that, Zora? Is that,
well,
first of all, we need to know confirmation again that it's correct?
Yes. It
that
is
it's
correct
coming from off-world, right?
Yes, of course it is.
And where is it coming
otherwise
from,
you, otherwise
off-world? Who is bringing that to us, Zora? What, if you can?
Source.
Beautiful. Okay.
Simply put. Anyway.
Okay.
Understand. Yes, and your next question, I know you have another one.
No. Go ahead and continue and address the QFS, if you will.
QFS is a system that takes over, replaces the SWIFT system. And it eliminates the what you call the probability of control. It eliminates it, literally. You will not be controlled financially anymore because the quantum financial system is a system that cannot be tampered with in any way, shape, or form because of the way it's set up. Understand, the quantum financial system replaces all avenues of finance and puts it in a digital form. So people say, well, how can you have so many trillions of dollars in your account? There's not enough paper currency in the world to have that. Wrong. It is digital. Understand? Digital. Meaning you can have any amount, trillions upon trillions of dollars in your account because it's all digital. It's
not
paper.
It's quantum.
It's not paper.
It's
not paper.
It's out
quantum
there in the field. Right. Exactly.
Yes, it's already, it's out there. And there's no limit to it. So it is. That's why you can have any amount of currency within your account. And it will be, the transactions will be done digitally, not paper money exchanging hands, because that is being phased out and it is all going into a digital form. So you will have you may want to have what you call your USN the debit card, and also if some people want to actually have some paper money, they will have it given to them in the form of paper, but it would be a USN note, not a Federal Reserve note.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve notes are being phased out completely. So all this money that you have in Federal Reserve notes will be worthless, literally. Meaning, all of your currency that is in USD will be transferred or transformed into USN, and not to this body.
I think you need a little
issue.
Something to drink,
something to drink
for your dry throat. Okay.
All right. Anyway, all right. So as Robert put it, he put it very eloquently and very, very descriptive. So I need not go into that anymore.
Okay,
that
just one more analogy.
His explanation,
Sarah,
and his explanation was wonderful.
Okay.
His analogy is sufficient.
Yes. Okay. But I just do have one little bit of a question as an analogy. So we already know, if you've spoken about the the spacecrafts, that that everybody has, off world, going here to Mars, to Venus, or wherever they want to go to in just a few minutes or a few seconds or whatever. So we've got these sentient spacecrafts. So that is similar, because when you go into such a spacecraft, they know who you are automatically. They also know who's going to be at the console, right? So the same thing with the QFS that we're speaking of in regards to our exchange. Is that correct?
Yes.
Similar, right?
When Robert said it is a sentient being, it is a system, and the system is alive.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, very good.
Yes, it
Thank
is
you.
Very much alive, and it
okay,
can it good. Will it will be able to track you wherever you are, wherever you go, and all that. But it is for your benefit. It is not for your detriment.
Absolutely. Okay.
It is for
all
your,
right.
Absolutely for your benefit, to protect you and your existence.
Right. So since we already are in the process of the process already has begun, all the green lights, no more stopping, we're good to go. Tell us a little bit about what you see next happening.
I see your blessing coming forth.
And how do you see people going in and out and getting this completely finished? Even those that are kind of in doubt about how to go in, how do you see that moving?
Well, this in any transaction, as you term it, in any transaction, there's always going to be someone out there that's not going to be fully versed in what is to be done. So they need to do what is termed, to do their due diligence and get prepared. And that's what Robert is here for, to help you do, to help you get prepared in a financial way, to get ready to go in. He gave you told you how to do it, and it was quite eloquently done.
Right.
And that is needs to be said about it.
Right. No. I'm asking you, what do you see in the next few weeks, how this kind of plays out for the people that are going in? What do you see after this now?
I see a lot of happy people.
Okay.
I see a lot of what you call benefited people. I see less homeless people. I see more of what you call there'll be a lot less homeless people out on the surface of the world, in the cities, things of this nature, because many peoples have already setting up what you call programs to eliminate the poverty on the planet and to eliminate homelessness and things of this nature. Understand, no one need be homeless. What put them in that situation was circumstances that were unavoidable. However, after this blessing comes forth, there will be many opportunities for all those that have, were forced into being homeless to retain a hobble again and a lifestyle, a much more agreeable lifestyle. Understand, there are peoples out there on the surface that desire to be homeless. They literally desire it. They do not want to have the responsibility of having a home, paying bills, and things of this nature. They are more at home being out in nature. In a sense, the homeless people are actually a little farther ahead than you, because many of you out there who live in hovels and things of this nature, you are separated from Mother Nature. The homeless peoples are closer to nature than you are. Think about that. However, they need not be homeless, but some desire to be homeless. And you will not change their way of understanding anytime soon. They wish to be out in nature. That's why you see many people living in tents out in the forest, because they are connected to Mother Nature in a stronger way than you. Think about that. So when we tell you to get out into Mother Nature, get out of your cities and go into Mother Nature. Some have already chosen a lifestyle of exactly that. And I compliment them and applaud them. But there are those that were forced into it. That is a different story. Ones that were forced into being homeless will have the opportunity to get out of it. This is what the blessing was meant for, to bring peoples back into suitable living conditions, but still and give them livelihood and a means to do it and training to do it. So many people are going to be accepting this help that will be given them. But again, as you already know, there are many out there globally that wish to be homeless because it brings them closer to their energy, their natural energy.
Right. So your suggestion then for those individuals and for those people that wish to stay where they are, being homeless, what do you suggest we do for them?
Well, you can still set up the facilities for them that they can have access to, such as a place where they can go in to shower, to clean up, and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
But
very good.
And set up centers for that. In Reno, they have what they call a tent city thing, where
mm-hmm.
people, the homeless, go in to get out of the cold and things of this
mm-hmm.
nature. And when it gets warmer, then they would go
mm-hmm.
in there to shower or to
okay.
have a meal or something of that nature. But they would still prefer to be outside. When it's inclement weather, they would have a place to get out of it. But still,
okay.
you cannot force them into living contrary to the way they wish to live. But
mm-hmm.
the ones that were put there by circumstance,
mm-hmm.
that is
okay.
a different story. They will have yeah. the avenue to get out of that, to get back into a home, get back into a hobble,
okay.
if they wish.
Very good. Okay.
And there will be training for them to... be trained into a vocation if they wish
yes.
that as well.
Indeed. Okay, very good, Zora. So why don't I do this? Why don't I go ahead and open the lines up for some Q&A with you? And let's see where we go from there, because I'm sure they haven't had a chance to ask you any questions of late. So let's go ahead and get started. So everyone, if you have a question for Zora, go ahead and, you know, press one.
Press
and
one.
And I shall go ahead and we can begin. All right. I'm going to go ahead and start.
Does Robert have any questions for me?
Oh, Robert? Let me, Robert, if you, do you have any questions for Zora? I'll bring Robert back. So let's see. He's there. Hello, Robert? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Robert. Yeah, Zora wants to know if you have any questions for him.
Yeah, how soon can we go to Inner Earth?
A good one.
Well, you have several avenues to go to Hollow Earth if you so desire. And I will tell you that if you attempt to go to Hollow Earth, you will be accepted.
Thank you.
How beautiful.
I'm ready.
So all you need to do is get yourself an aircraft, which is called a seaplane. Seaplane, yes. And,
yeah, seaplane.
One with hope, preferably with double engines. And you would go as far north as you could to Point Barrow, Alaska. Once you get to Point Barrow, Alaska, you would go due north as it is reckoned. You will come to a point where the land, you fly at a low altitude. Fly due, a bit of northeast, and you would acquire the entrance to Hollow Earth. You will discover it quite rapidly. And as you do, you simply hold to the low altitude, and you would eventually curve into the Hollow Earth. You would not pass over the North Pole over to the other side. You would literally be pulled right into the Hollow Earth. Mm-hmm. And there will be a ship there that will be stationed there that will be there to screen you.
Would that be you, Zora?
Yes, that is my ship. And you will be, your craft will be frozen in midair. And you will be scanned and shown that you are worthy to come in. And then your aircraft will be released and you will continue your journey. But you can't go in. I will assure you, you will be accepted. Because your essence is of a peaceful nature.
All right. Don't go too quickly, Robert. You and Christine, we still need you two here.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you direction that you would be allowed to come in. Because your desire to meet with your brothers and sisters in Hollow Earth has been duly noted. And in your sleep state, you have also received many, many what you call downloads.
He has.
Of which you are aware of.
I'm gratefully blessed.
Indeed you are. So once you do what is, do your due diligence to help the people with their blessing and allow them to learn from your knowledge, after that, then you can get in your aircraft and come inside if you desire.
Well, thank you for
You're
the invitation. I look forward.
You and Christine both. Thank you. All right. That was beautiful.
Indeed.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay. All right. Everybody, I'm going to go ahead and start opening up the lines now. Okay.
Does
the
you
first
have any other question
I have
for me?
Here is, I just put them on hold, Zora, because you've got a bunch of people also that would love to be able to talk with you.
Well, does Christine have a question for me before we go on?
Well, okay, let me just ask Robert one more time. Hi, Robert. Hello, Robert. Are you still there? Okay. That's okay, Zora.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi, Robert. Yeah. Zora wants to know if Christine has a question for Zora.
It's been a wonderful experience being with you two. I resonate so much with what Zora is saying, that, you know, I've just been getting downloads like crazy lately that, of course, we're gods and goddesses, and we are creating the new earth now. And the people need to realize that that's who they are. They are those original creators from the great central sun who came to, you know, turn this whole thing around. And so the work that you are doing is waking these people up to be those original creators. I don't have any questions. I just have praise and adoration for both of you for what you're doing. So thank you.
Indeed. Perfect.
Do you have a message for Christine, Zora?
Well, it is wonderful what you two are doing as well, assisting the peoples in the instruction of the financial world and things of that nature. But I also understand, as I have said to Robert, once you have finished your mission on the surface, you will be more than welcomed into Hollow Earth. And I can tell you that you're in for a wondrous journey, and sights of which nearly impossible to imagine. You would be able to do what is termed as fly on the back of a pterodactyl, if you desire, or ride on the back of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you wish, because they're not hostile at all, and they speak with telepathy. Also, everyone speaks with telepathy in Hollow Earth. Once you pass the halfway point into Hollow Earth, your understanding will totally change completely. You will no longer have any thoughts of eating meat whatsoever at all. You will have an exuberant upliftment in your being, and your physical, what you call dimension, will swiftly switch over to sixth dimension.
Beautiful. Magical. I can't wait.
So now you know what you have looking forward to.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That was beautiful. All right, Christine. Thank you. We'll be talking with you soon.
We love you.
All right. Okay, we love you too.
Indeed.
All right, bye-bye.
Now we go to the other people.
Well, thank you, Zora. All right, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start from the end of the road here, end of the line. So we have 954 ending in, the first one we have here is 843 ending in 8176. 8176, you're on the air with Zora.
Yes, Zora, this is Henry in North Carolina.
And how be you, beloved God?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited. I have a friend of mine that I talk to on a regular basis from South Carolina, and he's always kind of doubtful about a few things. Can you give him a few messages for me?
Is he there?
Yes, he's on the phone right now. He's doing a three-way interview. His name is Greg.
All right, Greg, what is your question?
Well, Henry talks about the Hollow Earth a lot, and I just have my doubts about the place, and I just rag him about it, and I was just wanting to kind of break the ice or whatever.
What I want you to do, what is your name again?
Greg.
Greg, I want you to go to your local library, and I want you to check out the book called The Hollow Earth by Raymond Bernard.
Okay.
Once you read that book, all your doubts about the hollow earth will vanish, because it is information, in scientific information, as well as physical information about the reality of the hollow earth. Just go ahead and read that. If you still have questions and still have doubts, then we shall speak again.
Yeah, well, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, is that a place that you live yourself?
Yes, I do. I live in the inner hollow earth city known as Yayu.
Yehu.
Yes, in Earth spelling would be the J E H U.
Okay.
Yehu.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to find that in Webster's dictionary, though.
No, you wouldn't find it in Webster's dictionary at all. But but that is where I reside, in what is and that is located beneath the Aegean Sea.
Okay.
All right, Greg. Do your homework, and we'll talk again later. Thank you again, Zora. Could you please tell everyone the name of the book?
The Hollow Earth by Raymond Bernard.
B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Bernard.
Yes, Raymond Bernard. That is the one that you would want to purchase to get the understanding of Hollow Earth and why the Earth is hollow. And it will pose several questions that will be answered within the book. And once you have read the book, you should have no doubt the reality of the hollow earth.
Thank you, right, Zora?
Of course.
Okay.
There's also another book you can also, there's also another book you could purchase and read. And that is put out by Marshall B. Gardner. Marshall B. Gardner. And it is Journey to the Earth's Interior. That is another book, scientific as well as physical explanation as to the reality of the hollow earth.
So it's called Journey to the Center of...
Journey to the Earth's Interior.
To the Earth's Interior.
Journey to the Earth's Interior, yes. Now...
Okay.
And then you also have a website you can go to. Is what is it called? Oh, Hollow Earth Exposed? No. Hollow Earth...
No, Revealed.
Disclosed.
Hollow Earth Revealed.
Hollow Earth Revealed. Go there as well.
Yeah, that's on YouTube for sure.
That's on YouTube.
It's pretty, and it's very extensive. Okay, very good. Okay, Zora, let's go on to the next question.
It's extensive, not expensive.
Yeah, that's what I said. Extensive. And it's not expensive. All right.
Right.
So our next caller now is 407 ending in 9191.
Oh, that's me. Can you hear me? This
of
is
course.
Beverly.
Yes. Hi,
how are you, beloved goddess?
My question is, what will the Sahara Desert look like once the photon belt comes?
It will be a jungle.
It will what?
It will be a jungle.
Oh. Oh. Great. Thank you.
Yes, all the desolate places on the earth will become quite full of life, quite full of jungle and trees and foliage and flowers and all kinds of things. So it's going to be quite exuberant, of course.
Okay, our next caller now is 954, ending in 4826. Your name and where you're calling from and your question for Zora. Ending in 4826. You're on the air.
Are you there? Are you there?
Of course we
are.
Are you there? Yes, this is Mark from Florida. Sorry, I must be on mute. Apologize. I've been waiting to ask Zora this question. It's nothing on the current events. It has to do with about a year and a half ago. And I received basically an article, a confession from a Chinese military intelligence officer about the time when the COVID-19 went loose in October, November 2019 into March of 2020, that, you know, the temporary hospitals and everything else, and basically a confession that there was a lot more people died, and it was because of a bioweapon that they used to try to make some of the Chinese people that were brought in from dissidents, basically from Hong Kong, to get them more docile and relieve their higher functions, but it turned into a catastrophe where they melted, essentially. That was the description the Chinese officer used. And he even stated that really in Wuhan, 5 million people died. Is that true?
Not that many, no.
Pardon me?
So there was a good portion of the people that died from the virus, yes. But it wasn't 5 million.
It wasn't 5 million. Was there a bioweapon released that was not COVID-19?
Well, understand.
Mistakenly released. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't mistakenly released. It was released on purpose.
Yes.
And the purpose was to reduce the population of the planet. That was the sole purpose of COVID-19. And that, understand, when my beloved Zoraya was at Area 51, she read a dossier, and it was called Code 19. And this was, when she read this dossier, it was back in the early, what you call, in the early 70s, in Area 51. Now understand that the dossier stated it was a, what you call, a pandemic, and it was slated for 2020,
yes.
Code 2020. Now, what does that tell you? This has been in existence since that time. It was just released in 2020. To depopulize the population, to reduce the population of the earth by at least several hundred million. Because they were under the false assumption that the planet could not sustain the amount of peoples that are upon its surface for any specified length of time. But I can assure you that they are wrong. There is more land available in the earth than they could ever conceive. Understand, in hollow earth, there's enough land in hollow earth to accommodate all 8 billion of you.
Wow.
So, I can
all right,
tell
good
you,
question.
They don't know what they're speaking of. They
yes,
were under the false
yes.
assumption that the earth could not sustain that many peoples. And they're wrong. It can.
Well,
And
well, even with food replicators, we can take care of the issue as far as just feeding people, you know.
Yes, you can.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your question. All right.
Thank you very much.
I have another, Zora, on that note, and thank you so much for that
yes.
question. My question related to that is regarding Zoraya. So Billy, you know, her name back in Area 51, if she knew about it, why didn't she speak up?
Why did she not speak up?
Starting
because
that.
she did not connect the dots of it, because it was put in what is termed a code. A code 2020 does not resonate as a year. It resonates as a code. And the code 19, which was the dossier, was code 19. It did not say COVID-19. It just said code 19. And then the 2020 was code 2020, which was the designation of a year, but she did not equate it.
Mm-hmm. Did she have some of her memories also taken over or removed while she was there in Area 51?
Unfortunately, yes. But they are being returned in increments right now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That is the working with Q.
Oh yes.
Is allowing this to occur.
All right. Our next question now is coming from. Let's see. I think 426. Let me see if I think you were the individual that we just spoke to. Was that 4826? Let me see. I think it might be 954-4826. 4826, did we just speak with you? Hello? Hello? 4826. 954.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, you just.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, thank you so much. All right, 773 ending in 2347. Hello? 773 ending in 2347. You're on the air with Zora. Hello? Okay, going. We'll go on to our next caller. Hello? All right, our next caller is 760, ending in 5686. 5686.
Well, hello there. I am Teresa from Southern South Carolina, and I have a question, but my question is kind of like for, I believe it's Zoraya. She gave the name of a book or a website, and I didn't have anything to write with.
That would be the Oliver.
By Ray Bernard. But there was a person before, and they gave the name of a website and a book. A book to buy from a particular website. I think the name was Paula.
Diane Robbins.
Diane Roberts, thank you.
Diane Robbins.
www. Capital DINNE, capital ORobbins .com.
Capital O.
That is ROBB. ROBBINS.
.com. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you wish?
Appreciate you guys. And this is my first time on, and I am intrigued. And the way that everything works is this morning I was medicating and getting drops from, I call it, my higher source, and then here I'm on a call, and it's bringing it all together, and I love it. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Teresa. Thank you. Okay, our next caller now is 973 ending in 2909. 2909, you're on the air with Zora.
Greetings, Zora. Greeting everyone on the panel. I appreciate the conversation, too. My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey. In terms of the release of this virus, I do want to believe that it was released, and I'm concerned absolutely about taking their vaccines because I am supposed to return to work, and I know that they're trying to make it mandatory for people to take the vaccines. And I just definitely want to practice a healthier lifestyle, certainly to lose, and to eliminate inflammation.
I would suggest that you find other work, because if you take the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
you will be shortening your lifespan.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take the vaccine. Both, I've been telling my husband and my kids not to take it. When I was diagnosed with COVID-19 in December, I had been working remotely from March and social distancing altogether. And if anything,
you have already had COVID. You're not required to take the vaccine.
Okay.
Because you're now immune to it.
Okay.
Just let them know that.
Okay.
Let them know you already had the virus already.
Yeah.
So therefore,
long-term effects I notice is that at night I have like a wheezing when I'm laying
mm-hmm.
down breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm trying to work on eliminating that, but it was just so strange how I got the virus because I'm not really a person that's around a lot of people besides my immediate family members, and I only have three other people that I live with. So somehow it came in, and I do believe it's something that's just in the air, in particulate matters. I honestly believe that it's something that we actually breathe in whenever it's being released because, like if you don't come in contact with so many people, how do you get this virus?
Indeed. How do you get it?
So it has to be breathing. It has to be something that, whether released, I would want to believe like how they released the chemtrails, that maybe it's...
Mm-hmm.
They were at war, or each side was playing their party. Each party was playing their hand. We were being exposed to these foreign agents. Now, that sounds so far stretched to the average person, but to me, it does not, because I know what I've been doing. Like, if anything mm-hmm. else, when I'm out, I try to get out in nature, even though I live in the inner city. I know that there's
yes.
a lot of toxins in the environment.
And where do you go to be at in Mother Nature?
I actually work in the yard. That's it, because I live in the inner city.
Good.
I go away from my house to another house where I have a yard where I can work and garden and rake and plant and, play with the soil. That's it. I wasn't able to get far away from
Yeah. Zora, where did she get it from? Where did it come from for her? Zora?
She contracted it from what is termed as a family member.
You did. She did. Okay.
The family member was a carrier, but not susceptible to it.
Got it.
And it's funny because my husband, myself, and my
mm-hmm.
son, all three was diagnosed within a week. The son was the only one mm-hmm. who traveled amongst other people, and none of them were positive, including his girlfriend. He went and visited his girlfriend's family during the Thanksgiving break.
Mm. Oops,
I was
home.
Mm-hmm. My husband went to work. There was people
mm-hmm.
on his job who were positive the week before, and he didn't come in contact with them, but they may have worked on the same machines.
Mm-hmm.
But we all pretty much kept to ourselves, with the exception of that one son who went away, and then the other one that lives with me who, you know, he goes back and forth to his girlfriend's house too. But the point is, I, with the exception of my immediate family members, I wasn't going anywhere. I think
it
maybe I became susceptible because my immune system has been suppressed because of lack of exercise.
That's also true. When your immune system is down, you are much more, you're open to susceptibility in regards to whatever in the air, correct?
So, yes, and that's how I believe that I contracted it. And, you know, even though they want us to return to school and just wear masks and all of that, I work in a very crowded population. I work in a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to build up my immune system within the next couple
of
weeks.
That's very, very
key.
Good idea.
Nothing actually affects me, but the COVID, whether it's the COVID or the lack of exercise or the lack of fresh air, like I feel the fatigue, and I don't know if it's quarantine fatigue. They set this plan up perfectly where even if you're not ill, that somehow you will become ill because of lack of exercise, lack of getting outside, lack of breathing fresh air, or, you know, even if you live in the inner city, you still want to go outside and you want to breathe.
Of course. Okay.
Yes.
So why don't we do this for everyone that's on the call. Zora, if you will, let's go ahead and send everyone a beautiful healing love boost from you. Including
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
And you'd say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. Go ahead.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
I am completely healed.
I completely heal.
And fortified.
And fortified.
Against.
Against.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Or any other virus or bacteria.
Or any other virus
to.
Or bacteria.
And you know it.
And I know it.
Then it is done.
It is
now
done.
I want you to breathe. Breathe in and out. And see how easily you are beginning to, already to breathe more easily.
Indeed. And also, when you go in for you to go to work, you simply tell them you have had COVID, you are over the COVID, and you are immune to it now. So you do not need to take the vaccine.
Refuse it.
Refuse it.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how are you feeling now? Breathe a couple of deep breaths in. See how more easily it is for you.
What I know is I could breathe in like maybe 2 or 3 times, and maybe the third time I want to cough out. And I know coughing is good because it's releasing the toxins. I hate the mask. Whenever I have to go, like, to a doctor or anywhere else and I have to wear the mask, when I come home, I am so tired.
Of course. Well, that's because your oxygen content has become less.
My body is feeling tired.
It's very deficient of oxygen. Exactly.
Yes.
This is how people are.
And I agree. I wanted to comment on the fact of...
Put your mask under your nose so you could breathe.
Yes. Now, I wanted to comment on the flat earth, but I'll wait till another time because I know there may be other callers. But I have a question because I have a brother that has chosen to be homeless. And the reason why I said that was this brother and I are on two different sides of an issue regarding my mother's house. And my mother died 10 years ago, and I took over the house 2 years ago. Uh-huh. I'm trying to maintain the house and move into the house. The brother has a very malicious spirit, and he doesn't want to take responsibility and finally move his own life in a positive direction. I don't understand why.
If you have a house that is needs to be cleansed, do what is termed as you go on Google and the computer and get information on how to cleanse your house using sage.
Yes. Yes, sir. I do have sage, and I do cleanse the house every so often. This brother left the house in such disarray between him and another sister. It was heavy, and I walked into that heaviness, and I've been straightening it out, and I want to move forward this year and finally settle with my brothers and my sister and go in the house and restore the house and bring the life back in the house and move forward.
Good.
Every so often do I get an obstacle, like something would just happen, and I don't know if it's a sign to get busy, move forward, or it's a sign like, wait, stop. Because I love this house. I love the land around the house. I nurtured that land when my mother was here and with my father. And when my mother transitioned. Excuse me, sir?
When was the house built?
I think it's, I'm sorry, I think it was like 1948, around that time.
All right.
It was in the 40s, if I'm correct. I would double check, though. I've never seen the original deed to the house.
And how much land is around the home?
It's about maybe 200 square foot. It's a nice size for a city. But it's on the outskirts of the city.
Yes.
And I love the home. I always did. And my intentions when my mother was alive, we were going to, come together and just restore the house. The sister was very manipulative and, my mother enabled her.
Quasar?
Get her phone number,
and we will call her after the call.
Okay, you'll call me on this number? Okay.
Yes, okay, very good. Okay, so,
thank you.
Sorry, everybody. Thank you. One question per person. All right, we'll talk with you later, Jackie. Thank you. All right, our next caller is 757, ending in 7538. 7538.
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You are? Yes.
Yes.
Your name, please.
My name is Michael from Virginia. But actually, my question was, I believe it was Robert from the previous.
What is your question?
That was good. It was in regards to the Forex market and cryptocurrencies. How will our situation affect or be affected by its current the current market for us in crypto? And thank you for everything.
Okay, so
understand cryptocurrency will be traded on and on because it is a digital currency, and so it will be traded ongoing still for a period of time, at which time, after it has run its course, then it will be done away with. But
as well.
Currently, yes, it will be done away with and it will be strictly absorbed into the financial quantum system.
Okay.
And
so, again, I'm going to, Michael and everybody else, if you have a question for Robert, I want everybody, if you're interested in connecting with Robert, you could go and please email him. You could email him at RH, like Harry, Sakahara, SAKAHARA@gmail.com. So again,
okay, thank you
it's
so much.
R for Robert, H for Harry, Sakahara, Sakahara at gmail.com. Okay? All right. Our next caller now is coming from 202 ending in 5454. Hello? 5454, you on the air? 202 ending in 5454. All right. Okay. We'll go ahead and close this out. Next person is 530 ending in 1834. See if you have a question for Zora too. Hello? 1834, do you have a question for Zora?
No, I already had mine answered by Robert.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, all done. All right, hold on a second. Let me go ahead and see where we are here. Okay, I think we're pretty, okay, just a second. Let me go up one more time here. Okay, 288394, do you have a question for Zora?
No, thank you.
Yeah, oh, hi, Connie, do you have a question for Zora? Are you,
yeah, thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're good there. Okay, very good there. And we're all good to go, Zora. So,
indeed.
You know, I have, yes, well, you know, I have a couple of questions for you, Zora.
Go ahead.
All right, so thank you again to Robert and Christine. It was wonderful talking with you. Robert, you were great. And Christine, we look forward to meeting up with you after the RV. And so you have a lot of information, everyone, for going forward. And I do want to, so my question now for Zora is, one, you've already answered the question in regards to the masks, in regards to COVID. So with that, what is going to be happening now in the next couple of months regarding Trump, and also when is this going to be eliminated with the mandates for masks as well as for vaccinations? When do you see that coming?
When Trump steps back into office.
Okay. Well, I figured that. So, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Trump. We haven't had a chance to really get information, the scoop, on what is going on with Trump.
Well, he's still in the Florida White House.
Okay.
so to speak. Place of government, you mean. He is presently in meeting with the Native American president and giving her instruction and prepping her for the office that she will be taking. So that is taking place now.
Nice. Okay. So did you want to divulge anything about her at this time or not yet?
No.
Although no. Okay.
This is not my place to do that.
Okay. So when do you see Trump coming back?
The coming month.
April. Is a good month, right?
Good guess. Anyway.
All right. Now we're looking at this. Seems to be part of the schedule. So we all get our RV notifications, etc. We need to get moving on or before the end of the month, and then we're seeing at least a 2-week period for all of us to get liquidated, for us to get our appointments, and for us to get in and out. Now, one of the key things in regards to Easter, Zora, is St. Germain's Trust.
Yes.
So tell us about Easter and that relationship. And is that going to be Debt Forgiveness Day for everyone or for the countries?
That's what it sounds to be, yes.
Well, do you see that in completion by Easter or after?
It has to be Easter. Cannot be after.
And the reason is?
There's only two times that the St. Germain Trust can be distributed. One is Easter and the other is Christmas.
Indeed. And why was that?
I need
why
not
those
say
specific
any more than
dates?
That. That is the specific how it was set up.
Who set that up? St. Germain?
St. Germain.
It's just funds, right? Okay, so since you understand and know about the St. Germain's Trust, how many trillions are there in gold?
More than you can count.
More than we can count. That's like billions and billions of trillions.
Yes.
So there will be no need at some point. So that will be debt elimination as well, obviously, with all that, with that kind of gold. Right. Okay. So as far as Biden, could you tell us what he's up to and what is he doing? And has he been faced already with any criminal acts or indictments at this present time?
He's about to be.
Does he know?
No.
Does he know what he's... Well, obviously, he has to know to some degree why he would be indicted, right? I mean, so obviously he's not in...
Well, of course.
He doesn't know anything? What?
He has not been put into awareness of it.
Of the indictment. Okay. And why would he be indicted? This is just for everybody's knowledge, Zora.
Because of his criminal past and of the history of the Biden family and empire. Understand, he is a Freemason. Understand, his family is high up in the Freemasons. And as you know, the Freemasons are directly connected to human trafficking and
Satanism.
Satanism and pedophilia. So that has all been brought to the surface as to the realization of that. So
this should all come out like within the next in April as well. So that's when Trump will come back in. So everything is moving beautifully, Zora, and we want to thank you and the galactics and the universe and source, prime creator. So with that, let's go ahead and send everybody a big boost of love and go for it, Zora.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. From the gods and goddesses of your beings, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are so ever so grateful for all of your assistance from all of our higher, from the higher realms, all the way down to all of the Alliance people that we have here and all of those that are helping people to move forward in this wonderful event, which is a precursor for bigger and better things to come. And we love you and we thank you all for being here. So let's go for it. Let's get it done. And just keep your vibrations at the very highest level in awareness and understanding and integrity. Much love to all of you. Goodbye.
Indeed. Farewell.